Hello,
this is Will calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm looking to speak to Gary Marquez.
You're speaking to him?
Mr. Marquez, good evening. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Will you have a minute?
Sure.
Thank you, sir. First of all, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote, or
yes,
the chances 50-50?
Well, definitely vote.
Thank you very much. Next question. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American, black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, Native American?
Hispanic.
Thank you very much. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. 0 to 10.
10. 10.
Thank you very much. Regardless of how you have previously voted in the past, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Probably Democrat.
That will be strong Democrat or not so strong?
It's not so strong. I don't necessarily go by the the party, but yeah.
Okay, I understand. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with it?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you very much. Next question. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congregational elections? Crime and violence, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, climate change and environmental issues, immigration and border security, healthcare costs, so far any of those?
Probably healthcare costs.
Thank you. Now, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, inflation and the economy, protecting our democracy and freedoms, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, improving K-12 public school education, gun regulation and reforms, any of those?
Oh, yeah, probably all of them.
I know you may only pick one, though.
Let's go with protecting, the one about our democracy?
Protecting our democracy and freedoms.
Yes, democracy and freedom, yes.
Thank you very much. Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
Currently, yes. Somewhat.
Somewhat approved?
Yeah.
Okay. In your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
Thank you very much. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
They're probably pretty close to staying about the same.
Thank you. How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say it's very often, not often, or not at all?
Somewhat.
That will be very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Thank you. How often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
not often. Thank you very much. How concerned are you about rights and freedoms being taken away and rolled back in this country? Concerned? Not concerned? Somewhat concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and some organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100. The National Rifle Association, or NRA?
Probably a 50.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
0.
Thank you. Black Lives Matter.
Probably 75.
Thank you. A Republican Party.
50.
Thank you. Tim Scott.
Who?
Tim Scott.
Oh, Tim Scott. He's the Republican guy, isn't he?
It's based on your knowledge.
Okay.
I'm not allowed to guide you or influence you in your answers.
I would say 50, probably 50.
50. Okay, thank you. Joe Biden.
Probably 90.
Thank you. The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
90.
Thank you. Carnal West.
50.
Thank you. Next question. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were to be held today and the candidates were independent Carnal West, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Carnal West, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you very much. How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Worry? Somewhat worry? Not so worry? Not worry at all?
Worried.
That will be somewhat or very?
Very.
Thank you very much. Now I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
That will be a somewhat or strongly?
A strongly.
Thank you. America is on the path to another civil war. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly, somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. American democracy is under major threat now.
Strongly agree.
Your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Graham, for some part of that.
Yeah, your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America.
Somewhat.
Somewhat. The government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society.
Should they? Is that the question?
Yeah. Should they do more?
Okay,
to
yeah.
Lessen. Yeah. Okay. No.
Hey, yes. A lot.
That
yes.
Will be strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country.
What's neutral?
Either you agree or disagree. Gay marriage.
I agree, but somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Disagree. Somewhat.
Somewhat or somewhat. Thank you
somewhat,
very much.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Next question. Now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which one you agree with more. Some people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. Second statement, other people say America's strength is its diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we the people can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all citizens so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Which one do you agree with the most?
Second one.
Okay, that will be much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you very much. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree this is being undermined or under threat. 5 means that you somewhat agree, and 0 means you do not think it's being threatened or undermined. Police that treat everyone the same, 0 to 10.
5,
thank you. Freedom to protest the government and police.
5.
Thank you. A commitment to Christian ideals.
5.
Thank you. Immigration to this country.
10.
Thank you. The right to bear arms.
That's going to be like it's 5.
5, okay. Mm-hmm. Equal economic opportunities for all.
I think it's a 10.
10. Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
10.
Thank you very much. Next question. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to this country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree, and 0 means you do not agree at all. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower-income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe and have resources and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we do not stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you very much. Next question. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you now. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate?
Master's degree.
Thank you very much. Next question. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger in your household?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you very much. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Once or twice a month.
Once or twice a month. Thank you very much. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
That's probably urban.
Urban?
Is this rural or urban? Rural. Probably rural, not urban.
Okay, thank you very much.
Rural.
Yeah, no problem. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
No. Thank you very much. That will be the end of the survey. I just want to thank you once again and tell you that we highly appreciate your opinion. You have a wonderful day.
You too now. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.